good and faithful servants. Words from Jesus.
And when the great shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor. 1 Peter 5:4. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have called you to be a living example of my love. As you step out by faith to share the good news with others, I will make your life fruitful. You will be my hands reaching out to give a helping hand to those in need. You will be my eyes to weep for those who are weary and sad and in need of help. You will be my feet to walk the extra mile to reach people with my message of love, hope, salvation, and forgiveness. You will be my shoulders to help carry people's burdens. As I told my disciples, whoever would be great among you must be your servant. Many of my faithful followers are everyday witnesses who plod along day by day, unseen and unknown, laboring in the fields and often not seeing much return for their labors. They pour out their soul, life, strength, love, and compassion in faithfulness and love to serve their Lord and King. I bestow great honor upon my disciples and missionaries who receive no earthly applause, no lofty places in the annals of history. Each one plays an important role in my great plan that spans the history of evangelizing the world, of reuniting and reconciling each soul with their Creator. One day they will shine with the joy of the reward I have in store for everyone who has sacrificed for my sake and the gospel, for the unseen and forgotten acts of love and giving that they performed on earth. In that day, when I distribute the rewards to my faithful ones, all of heaven and earth will stand in honor to my faithful children. All will celebrate and stand in awe at the toil and the sweat and the tears and the suffering of each of my children who decided to live their lives for me. Each of my children who made a resolution to be a witness and ambassador for their Lord. Many are called, but few are chosen. Not because I will not have them, but because they are not willing to be chosen and fulfill the call to follow me, to run the race and fight the good fight of faith. But for everyone who chooses to take up their cross daily and follow me, I have promised to bless them in this life with 100 times over what they forsake to follow me, and eternal life in the age to come. When I walked the earth, I did the will of my Father and was obedient to His word and calling, and so received strength, wisdom, and power from Him in full measure. The servant is not above his Lord, and as you follow my word, you will find my power, wisdom, joy, and peace. As you follow in my footsteps, you will be blessed, knowing that I have gone before you to prepare the way. You have chosen to build your house upon the rock that will stand, and it will not crumble or fall in the storms of life that you face. You are as the wise man who built the house of his life on the foundation of my word, and his house did not fall because it had been founded on me. Daily Sacrifices of Love. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Hebrews 13:16. I am well pleased with your daily sacrifices of time and love to help and reach others. Never despise the small things and small beginnings, for I rejoice in these beginnings. Don't belittle the small opportunities to reach out and share my love and my word with those who cross your path each day. You never know what great things can be brought about by even just a few pages of truth in a tract, or a touch of my love and a few moments of encouragement for those who have so little and have so little opportunity to hear the truth. With this sacrifice, I am well pleased that you make the effort to do good and to share that which you have received with others, to lift their burdens and encourage their hearts and point them to me. You'll be surprised one day to see the difference your sacrifice of love has made, and the boundaries it has overcome, and the fruit that it has borne in people's lives. So don't hesitate to take the small opportunities to plant the seeds of my love and truth in people's hearts, and trust in me to work in their lives. You may feel that you don't have much to give, but when you look at people around you who have so little truth and do not know me, you realize how rich you are and how blessed your life is. Imagine what life would be like if you did not know me, or have the assurance that when you die you will live with me forever in heaven. What if you did not know that there was any purpose to life, that there was a higher being, a power greater than yourself that loved you with an infinite and perfect love in spite of your human weaknesses, sins, and failures? There are people who cross your path each day who are lost souls crying out in darkness, waiting to find purpose, truth, and the meaning of life. Every day there are opportunities to share my love, my word, my message with those around you. As you commit your day to me, trust that I will be with you and I will instruct and guide you. In all times and in all places. I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel that I may share in its blessings. 1 Corinthians 9:22 and 23. My first disciples were everyday men and women like you. What set them apart was the fact that they answered my call. They heard my call in their heart and spirit, and they followed me. And as they followed me, they learned of me as I trained and instructed them in the ways of my kingdom and in the ways of faith. After I returned to heaven, I sent my Holy Spirit to lead and guide them, as I had done when I was there with them in person, and I commissioned them to go into the world and preach the gospel and make disciples of all nations. They continued to follow me, to learn of me, to grow in their faith. Their learning continued, but at the same time they fulfilled my commission to them, and my church grew. Today I have many followers in many lands, of many cultures, of many nationalities, of many callings, and many different ministries. Each of my followers has been given a mission and a calling to be a witness and a living example of me. There are many who answer my call to reach the lost and who follow me daily, taking up their cross, who count themselves as pilgrims and strangers in the world, as they belong to my kingdom. My disciples throughout the world walk among people of all strata of society, and they learn to understand them and their needs. They meet people from every level of society, and they learn about their hopes, wishes, desires, heartbreaks, and their losses and failures. This teaches them how to become one with people of other nations and cultures, without prejudice, without preconceived ideas, without judging them by outward appearance. I have taught my followers to look at each person as my unique creation, a human being with an eternal soul, and to look beyond differences such as ethnicity, race, traditions, culture, and modes of living. My spirit in you gives you a broken heart for the people and the destitute and the hungry in spirit of this world, and through this heart of compassion I pour forth my love. My disciples are the salt of the earth, and I sprinkle them freely across the nations that they may bring out the flavor of my love and my truth. They learn to forsake the ways of the world and to lay aside the traditions of man and his wisdom, values, and goals, and to embrace the true riches of heaven. Everyone who chooses my ways and my kingdom will find great reward in the next world and for all eternity. My faithful messengers. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. You, my faithful witnesses, have truly given of yourselves and dedicated your lives to me and to sharing the good news with others. Even amidst trials and difficulties and the setbacks you have faced, you have persevered. Though at times you have felt that you were not accomplishing much, just the fact that you continued on is a great accomplishment in my sight. You have been faithful messengers, sharing my love and my word with the lost and with people sitting in darkness who are desperately seeking truth and hope. You are fulfilling my commandment to love your neighbor as yourself and to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. My great commission of old has not changed and is my calling for everyone who seeks to follow me. You have strived to be true to your calling, and I am pleased with your sacrifices to do good, love others, and share the good news. Whether you see the fruit of your labors in this life or not, you have been faithful to me and your calling as a disciple. Always remember that you are precious in my sight, and you are greatly loved. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. My good and faithful servant.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.